Hey everyone, welcome to the Prodigal Fawn, where we talk about topics that are near and dear to our hearts.
Hunting.
Fishing. And
our faith.
I'm your host, Destiny Torrance, and always our co-host, Dean Johnson. Today's episode, we're going to be more talking about, you know, why we're starting this podcast. It's the first episode, so yeah, don't lose us.
Yep, bear with us, people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dean, the co-host, is my fiance. You want to say anything on that behalf?
A very lucky man. I'm very excited to start this podcast with you.
Yes. Been wanting to do it for a while, but finally doing it thanks to you and giving it my birthday present a little early. Talk a little bit on what you want to do with the podcast for the future.
Well, I mean, really, kind of like we talked about, hunting, fishing, and our faith. I'd like the podcast to kind of be a testimony of our lives and, like, the conversations we have on the podcast to be, like, us learning and growing in life, you know, like, and if we can spread whatever messages we learn to other people, that would be fantastic, so.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, I kind of focus more on the podcast, maybe to help people out there that are trying to find a conversation they can relate to, too, mostly, and just trying to connect, mostly just something to do when we have free time so we're not doing stuff and make us lazy.
Yep.
Well, what's coming up in the next few months? Few weeks, I should say.
Next week, we are getting baptized, so that's pretty exciting.
Really exciting. Been waiting for a while to be baptized, but I've had Christ through all my life, but I've been waiting for that special moment to give my life to Christ the right way, and I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
Are you?
I am very ready. I mean, God has always been in my life, and, you know, it's never been as strong as I would have liked him to be until these past few months, and I feel like it's the right time. You know, with us getting married next year, I want to be baptized. But, you know, words are not coming to me currently. I apologize, but I just...
First podcast. Give us a break here.
I don't know, just to show my devotion, you know, to God, to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And just my public declaration that I am devoting my life to Christ.
Yes.
And I think it is time. It might even be a little past that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I am ready. And I'm just excited and just open to whatever God has in mind for me, myself, and our relationship as we grow as Christians.
Amen. I feel like a lot of people can relate to you. I feel like there's a lot of people at your age, especially men, that are just now finding their faith at your age. How old are you?
23, almost 24.
You're not 24 yet.
About it.
Yeah, you know, this world's so crooked. Sometimes people just lose faith within just focusing on worldly things rather than what's most important. But I think that's part of the journey.
So. Mm-hmm. We are from this world, but to try to, you know, not be of this world.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the sermon we were just at on Sunday, where he was talking about the boat, where you can be on the ocean in a boat, but make sure there's no holes so you don't sink into it. So
don't become part of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So here at the end of this month, what is it? What are we doing at the end of this month?
Well, we are just starting into August here shortly, which is the official countdown to September or elk season.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
This will be your first elk season.
For bow, for sure. Definitely hunted for elk rifle season, but...
First archery season.
first archery season for sure. But I've been waiting to do archery hunts since I got my hunt license. Here I am, 23, doing it for the first time with my fiance, who is definitely more an experienced hunter than me. When did you start bow hunting?
I think my first bow hunt, I was probably 12 or 13.
Yeah.
I think I waited 1 year after getting my big game license before I went bow hunting.
That's pretty cool.
It's been a very important part of my life.
Yeah.
I've just always been hunting since the moment I could. And then, bow hunting was something very special to me, is something very special to me. It's just, as a kid, it was time to spend with my dad, you know, like, that was our thing. We'd go all September, every weekend, I mean, up until, oh shoot, like 7th grade, I had perfect attendance in school.
Dang.
But come September when I was bow hunting, that attendance record went down the drain, you know, like bow hunting was our thing. And I mean, I would credit my dad and bow hunting to a lot of who I am today.
Yeah. Just,
it's an experience. It's the amount of adrenaline and the feelings you feel while you're bow hunting. And when you get those shot opportunities or you're in the elk, it is so hard to explain to somebody that hasn't felt that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that moment.
I'm so hoping, and I'm just hoping it all comes together this season, you know?
Hopefully it goes well this year. Hopefully the fires stay away from where we want to go. I mean, Oregon's on fire this year. A little bit of Washington. We have some fires here and there.
Yeah, there's a few small fires.
Hopefully it doesn't do anything to the population of elk or move them far away from where we're planning on going. But, yeah, this will be my first year hunting a little south of Idaho. I'm usually hunting north. Whitetail and elk, that's about it. Definitely more turkey up north,
oh, yeah.
Like you've explained to me before. So this elk season, we are planning on doing how many days with your dad?
2 weekends plus 3 additional days. First weekend, he'll be coming down the third weekend of September.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hunt, you know, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday with him. He'll be down on Thursday, but then
right. That
next weekend, we'll take off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping something happens on that Thursday, because for my birthday, all I want is for you to get an elk.
You're so sweet. Well, me too, because I've been waiting a very long time to get a bull, you know? I mean, a cow elk, I mean, that would be a blessing too, but,
you know. We really need the meat too. I mean, that would help a lot. I mean, this past year, other things got in the way of elk hunting a little bit, you know?
Planning life together, a wedding. Moving down to Boise, that was a big move for me. I never thought in my life I'd ever move to Boise, and here I am. But I'm from Moscow, Idaho. Well, technically I was born and raised in Lewiston. I spent my high school years in Moscow. Then when I met Dean, we want to tell him how we met?
Yeah, that's actually crazy, you know. The new age love story actually kind of comes true sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You see a pretty girl on a dating website, and you swipe right because you like her cute little freckles, and then next thing you know, you're in a bar and she asks you to order her the same drink, the same beer you're drinking, and suddenly Coors Light has a lot more meaning to you. But who would have thought, you know?
I do like beer, and I'm a Coors Light kind of gal, but yeah, I would have never known I would find someone online. It's just not how I thought I would roll.
I know, like,
but
It kind of seems like a desperate prayer in a way, you know, like you're
really
just, at least you're trying, you know, like you're looking, but it's not really looking, and then just some miracles happen, you know.
Well, you know, these times, this generation, it's a lot harder to just be like, I'm going to go to a bar and see if someone flirts with me. Other people have their own groups, they stay in their groups, not a lot of people are old-time fashion, you know, like, I wouldn't say have the courage to ask someone, but a lot of people aren't comfortable anymore with doing that because, you know.
Well, I would say just like, you know, in today's culture, like you go sit alone at a bar, you're immediately some weirdo that went to the bar by themselves.
You have to have a group of girls or a group of guys, or you can't really focus on trying to find the one. Or, I mean, yeah, you can run into someone somewhere else and hope maybe destiny comes along and, here's this pretty lady. Here's this handsome dude. But easier said than done, I think. So I'm glad I found you.
I'm very lucky to have found you, my love.
The first date, we went to the bar, we met each other. Second time, we also went to the bar, got talking more deep. And then the third date,
We went fishing.
What a shocker.
That sealed the deal for me right there.
Once you get more and more into this podcast, you'll find out Dean's a little bit obsessed with fishing, but I'm getting there with him. But yeah, I'm glad we started this, and I hope it becomes more of a thing with the podcast. But yeah, so talking about the marriage thing, you proposed. Want to tell him how you proposed?
Well, That's kind of what got in the way of last elk season, but
it is be so nice worth about it, Tay.
So it was, I'd been planning this out all summer long. I got a ring. I was planning to do it. Well, and then I did some hunting all season. You know, every weekend went out, kind of set my trail cameras up in a particular location that's kind of important to me, just like how I, like where I started hunting growing up, and just was kind of like this spot, you know, from here we branch out and do other, go to other places hunting,
which we'll definitely talk more about later. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Oh yeah. But anyhow, you know, that third weekend Destiny's finally moving down and you know, take her out elk hunting for the first time, and
bow hunting.
Yeah, bow hunting. But I'd got an elk shed that my dad and I had found a while ago, and I'd written a little message on it. And so we get to this spot where I have my trail camera set up. Destiny doesn't know this spot. This is the first time she's been to it. So I was like, oh, well, you know, usually, like, sometimes elk bed down here. So I'm going to, if you just stay back here, I want to sneak up here and take a look. On took the antler out of my pack and set it down right in front of the two trail cameras. And then came back, got her, and we walked up there kind of slow. And then I was like, oh, yeah, my trail camera's right here. Because, I was hoping she'd see that shed, and I guess she didn't.
I was focused more on the trail cameras and what was on it. I don't know. I did not see it, and it was a shock. I didn't, because that muley shed was huge and white. So, and what? It was, like, maybe 10 yards away from the
It's just, the trail just camera. Just was right there. Like, we walked between the trail camera and the shed, but as I'm messing with the camera, I look up, and I go, oh, what's that? Of course, then it hits her. Oh, muley shed. And shed hunting is definitely something that's kind of near and dear to you, right?
Yeah, like, I'm a huge shed hunter. So when I saw the shed, he pointed it to me. I was like, dang it, he spotted it first. This sucks, whatever. You know, if you shed hunt, you would understand that. But when he pointed it out to me, I was like, oh my goodness, that would be my first muley shed. I'm from North, whitetail sheds all the way. But I was like, yeah, that'd be my first muley shed. I said, don't touch it. I need to take a picture of it, how we found it. And I walk up to the shed, and it's massive. It's like it's a 5-point, and I look at it, and I'm like, there's writing on it. What the heck? Did someone come up here, accidentally drop it and leave it? I was like, dang it, someone left their mark on it. What? I can't pick it up. And I look at it, and I'm like, will you marry me? What the heck? And then I turned around in disbelief, and Dean's on his knee saying all sorts of amazing things I'll never forget. But yeah, he asked me to marry him, and I was like, dang, this is crazy. What, we were only together for like, what, 9 months?
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is crazy. I never thought I would be the type of woman to get married. Yes, it was in the back of my head, but I thought it was too good to be true, you know, whatever. Whatever women tell themselves. On they're too, that's too good to be true or whatever, but it happened. I have a great man in my life. I'm very blessed, and he does give me crap about it all the time about my reaction.
Yes, because from my perspective, you know, here she is, oh, I gotta take a picture. I'm like, just pick it up. And then she turns back, you know, and she's, will you marry me? And at that point, I'm already down on one knee. For some reason, you know, I'd rehearsed what I was gonna say over and over in my head, you know, that whole month, the whole hike up that trail up to that spot, and then I'm pretty sure it all just kind of came out as gibberish, but
you were shaking a little bit, but you kept it together. You were composed. It was impressive.
One of the happiest moments of my life, you know. Yeah. Like,
and now every time we go up there, it's a great memory. It is. I mean, shoot, we have to make up some like date times to go up there and have a little picnic or something every anniversary or something like that. But
to segue into hunting, you kind of want to talk about like that spot in particular and an instance that happened a couple weeks ago.
Well, we were going up the trail. It was like 2 miles in, but we were picking up some trail cameras, SD cards, to see what we got for this hunting season. And the last trail camera that was further up the trail, we were going and grabbing it, and well, at first, we were just sitting taking a break before we made the extra long, the last stretch. We were sitting and talking, and then after our rest, we got up. And then I would say, 50 yards from where we were sitting, we walk up, And there's this bluff, a rock bluff, on this hillside. And our dog Dolly, who's a small wiener dog, is just, you know, adventuring, whatever. And she was in front of us, and we couldn't see her because she was behind the rock bluff. All of a sudden, she does this loud pitch bark. We knew immediately something was wrong. She was seeing something or chasing something. So we immediately started running, but then my dog Outlaw took off, and he's a chocolate lab. And all of a sudden, we see this huge bear, and we just see Outlaw grab this bear, front shoulder, bit the bear's front shoulder, and the bear came around the rock bluff and charged at us. Dean took a shot, tried to, and his gun locked up on him. But luckily it did, because Outlaw ended up running in front of the bear at the time who's going to take the shot. So all glory to God there. Everything happens for a reason. Yeah. You want to go more in depth with that one?
Yeah. I mean, so from my perspective, I was standing a little higher up the hill. So when Dolly barked, I just see the back end of a bear cub running up that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, immediately, one thing about the whole instance, I mean, this all happened in a matter of 20 seconds, wouldn't you say?
It
was so fast. But I never felt scared. You know, I felt like it was my duty to...
I definitely did.
to take charge and be protect. I mean, I've been in many situations. Even last hunting season, I had a bear charge me uphill.
Mm-hmm.
But like this time, I don't know, I just felt that need to be the protector, you know, like, and
yeah.
Just, but like when that bear came around that rock and was charging at us and she stood up, you know, mm-hmm. I'm looking at her eye to eye, I could just realize she was a lot more scared than we were.
You know, for
like
sure.
She was more scared of us than we were of her. And luckily she just rolled over backwards and went her way, but.
Well, you said you saw her cubs. You said you saw one run up the tree where Dolly was.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see them. I just saw her. I will say I was scared. But we were yelling the whole time, which I think helped our cred ton, for sure. I think us yelling and trying to, I think us being two, we were trying to act bigger than it, definitely scared it away, for sure, that helped. But, you know, you shooting towards it, not at it, definitely helped scare it away, for sure, too. So, yeah.
I was just one of those things for all the other hunters out there. I mean, growing up hunting with my dad, we never carried.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was 15, I shot a very large black bear that pretty certain to this day was just coming to eat us.
Which was right by where we saw that bear, right?
All of 20 yards mm-hmm. away.
From 20 yards away from where you shot your, what was that, your first bear?
Yeah.
That was a big bear that you shot.
Hanging on the wall behind her bed now.
Yeah.
But just always be prepared, I guess, is the lesson of that story.
Yeah, I'm always a big fanatic on always bring your gun or bear spray or whatever you would prefer, but I always carry my gun. But shall I mention, this last time we went out and saw that bear, I did not have my gun. So I had big regrets. But I will always bring my gun from now on. Thank God you had a gun.
Oh, it's just, to me, it was always just an extra weight you had to carry, you know?
Like, yeah.
But now it's like, well, I'm so very thankful I had it. And I'm also thankful, you know, always take a second before you shoot, you know?
Like, mm-hmm.
I am so thankful my gun jammed up. Because who knows? I could have missed, hit Outlaw. I mean, it could have just been a horrible situation. And, like, owning up to that and just being like, yeah, I needed to take a second. But luckily, mm-hmm. something intervened.
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, all the times I grew up in the woods, grew up hunting, that was my first encounter with black bear. Especially a mom and her cubs. I mean, of course, that's the most dangerous thing. The Northwest is running into a mom and her cubs. Like, scary. So, with that being my first encounter... I had a little adrenaline for sure. I was shooken up a bit, but surprisingly enough, thank you, Lord Jesus, none of the dogs got hurt. We didn't get hurt, and we made it to the trail camera.
Yep.
I was kind of nervous about that one, but you're like, we already made it all this way. We might as well go and get this trail camera. I'm like, you're right, whatever. Like, let's do it. But we made lots of noise, and we made sure that bear did not come back, but... I was really shocked that everybody was okay, especially Dolly, who ran into the bears first. Like, that was a big shock to me.
Thank goodness for her big brother.
I know.
Protecting.
It's crazy. But yeah, that was crazy. But hopefully next time we're a little bit more observant.
Yeah.
With our surroundings and a lot louder, too, next time we go up. What, next weekend we're going back up to see the trail cameras?
This weekend, yep.
Oh, yeah, this weekend. Which is exciting because my mom... my brothers and my sister and my niece and nephew are coming down to come see us get baptized, which we're super excited about. So we might come back to this.
Yeah, no, I mean,
add a little bit to
this. We're kind of bringing a lot of topics in, but probably shouldn't go too long on these. But
I mean, right now I'm on my lunch break. but we're in our dining room kitchen table. This is what we have our setup for now. Anyways, we'll definitely have something better set up later, but for now this is good enough. Yeah, we shall continue with this episode, I believe. If not, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe
this
we'll
is,
end it on this note, but
this is kind of our introduction. We look forward to feedback. I mean, positive, negative. I mean,
what we can do better, or
yeah, any constructive criticism. And I mean, as always, you know, give us a like, give us a follow, share if you like it.
Yes.
If you don't like it, tell us how we can improve. You know.
But yeah, that like we said, this podcast is more of what's near and dear to our hearts: hunting, fishing, as cheesy as to say, and loving every day. And just whatever we want to bring up, really, yeah. But the majority of what we're going to be talking about is more outdoors and Jesus and, you know, how we can become better. And, you know, maybe we'll talk about the Bible here and there. And for sure.
Do you mind if I open up an inquisition to, like, our friends and family that might be listening?
Of course.
Just like, you know, any friends and family that are listening, we have a couple that's a very close friend to us. We just really treasure them, and we want them to be a big part in our lives, as we hope we are in theirs. And just like, we really need, you know, couples to keep us strong, you know, in our potential or future marriage. Not potential. There's no potential about it. It's happening. Friends, family, like, if you're listening, if you have topics you want to bring up to us, share them with us. And we'd love to have other people on our podcast. Like,
for sure.
I mean, we're really hoping that. We're going to do a lot of hunting with my dad this season.
Hopefully we can get him on this podcast.
And if we could get him on, that would be amazing. So,
yes, I will keep ringing him about it.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. He might, you know, be a little hesitant about it, but.
Well, I think if we can bring the equipment to camp and.
All it is talking.
Sit him down.
But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, also, I think. The main reason why we want to start this podcast, I think it's a great opportunity for Dean and I and our social circle to just have better communication, and gives us an opportunity to just talk and, you know, talk about things that you wouldn't sit down and normally talk about people. It gives us the opening chance to ask questions, gives us a reason. So it's exciting. And with our future marriage coming up, sitting down and talking about that and getting some wise advice from people that are married would be greatly appreciated. But on this note, I think we're going to start ending a podcast with a verse of every day. And today we have one. It's Psalms 86:11. It says, "Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." So, yeah, take that, see what you can do with that. And, we'll get back to you later. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everybody.